Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A high-profile world leader testing positive for coronavirus. BBC News is reporting that British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has received positive test results. Meanwhile, the U.S. now leads the world in coronavirus cases. As of yesterday's official briefing, the U.S. had more than 82,000 cases. That passes both Italy and China. More than 1,100 people have died in this country, most of them with underlying health issues. The $2 trillion coronavirus relief package is expected to get final approval in the U.S. House after unanimous approval on Wednesday by the U.S. Senate. The measure would include one-time payments of $1,200 for millions of Americans and expanded unemployment benefits. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
These policy forms and availability vary by state.
Director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci, has issued a warning that the coronavirus could come back in cycles in the near future. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
The nation's top expert on infectious disease warned the U.S. should be prepared that the coronavirus could become cyclical.
We need to be prepared that we'll get a cycle around the second time.
Dr. Fauci said that the U.S. must be working to develop a vaccine by continuing work to do the randomized controlled trial of drugs.
I know we'll be successful in putting this down now, but we really need to be prepared for another cycle.
Attorney General William Barr is now telling federal prisons to send some inmates home. He's directed the Federal Bureau of Prisons to increase home confinement, especially for older inmates or those with underlying health conditions. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A huge Navy hospital ship is heading to New York. President Trump telling reporters at the White House the USNS Comfort will be getting underway from its way from Virginia to the coronavirus hotspot this Saturday morning. Trump telling Governor Andrew Cuomo the ship will arrive in New York Harbor by Monday morning. He notes it's loaded up to the top with medical supplies, in his words, and he says it will help take some pressure off the brick-and-mortar hospitals in New York City. Airbnb is giving 100,000 health care workers around the world free housing during the pandemic. The company's co-founder says hosts want to support those on the front lines of it, and they can offer their homes and apartments through the Open Homes platform. It was created in 2012 for emergency housing. If hosts can't do it for free, Airbnb will still waive all fees. And the U.S. Space Force is now in business, the new military branch conducting its first national security space launch from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station in Florida yesterday. A United Launch Alliance rocket blasting a military communications satellite into orbit, the Space Force put together as part of the annual defense bill. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Checking the clock, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Yes, the one and only James Hurston, New York Times best-selling author and legal analyst, joins us now. We're back with the America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. We have John Zamarin from Stream.org and lots to catch up on, including, is it Pachamama or Pacamama? Is it?
Oh, boy. Yeah, okay.
But we're going to hold off on that for just a moment, because I do want to talk about the other issue that's that 800,000-pound gorilla in the room that has everybody locked down right now, this coronavirus, and the way our government has, on one hand, handling it, and on another hand, mishandling it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Frankly, I don't know enough, and I don't think any of us know enough to know whether the social distancing and the shutdown are going to save tens of thousands of lives or not. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not going to pretend to be an epidemiologist just or play one on the radio. Okay? Right. I think a conservative errs on the side of caution. So I think the president is being prudent. I think it's kind of shocking to me that in states like Virginia, they're closing the churches but keeping abortion clinics running.
Go figure, right?
Yeah. Well, that tells you where people's priorities are, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They're closing the gun stores and leaving the liquor stores open. They're turning criminals loose in cities like Philadelphia, but closing the gun stores so you can't defend yourself against the criminals they're turning loose. And if we were to gather and have an illegal prayer meeting, and I'm not advising that, okay, but let's say 10 people, 12 people violated the law and gathered for a prayer meeting, they'd be arrested and put in the cells where they threw out the real criminals because they might have the virus, so the people right. that they arrested would then catch the virus from the cells where the criminals used to be, but now they're running loose in the streets. What part of this sounds like prudent public policy?
And what part sounds rather Marxist? I mean, at the end of the day,
yeah.
Take their guns, take their religion, but the fact of the matter is Jesus is big enough to transcend all this.
Right.
And I got to tell you, John, personally, I went by my church on Saturday evening when I normally go to church. It's all part of my Sabbath, and I go there, and the doors are locked. The doors have never been locked. It's
That's
locked.
True.
They've shut the church down, and I thought, what bothers me so much about this? I thought,
yeah,
Jesus said the gates of hell could not prevail against it, but I guess he left out the coronavirus.
I think people are, I mean, we don't know if somebody coughs on a pew,
right,
how many days the germs are going to live. So I don't mind the church responding with an abundance of caution, you know?
Yeah.
In my column at stream.org, I ask, is coronavirus nature's revenge? And that's from a quote, Pope Francis talked to a Spanish journalist and said, this is nature getting revenge on us for abusing it. And he quoted the old saying, God always forgives, people sometimes forgive, nature never forgives. Now, I don't know if Pope Francis means that in some wacko environmentalist sense, but there is a sense in which it is true. And that's what I talk about in my column at stream.org. Nature rebels in the sense that when we don't play by its rules, we eventually pay a price. If you smoke for 50 years, you're probably going to get cancer. Mm-hmm. Well, in China, China has been the source of the last several pandemics to sweep the world, and we know pretty much what's causing it. They have these horribly cruel things they call wet markets.
Yes.
They have live animals of all different species. I mean, bats, pangolins, chickens, cows, pigs, all sorts of reptiles, all tied up, chained up, to be slaughtered on the spot. Okay, so you got blood splashing from one species onto another, pathogens jumping around. It's like Tinder, except for viruses.
Right.
3 years ago, Smithsonian Magazine warned that China would be the ground zero of future pandemics because of this cruel treatment of animals. Now, I'm not going to just single out China. This is a huge problem, and China needs to cut this out, and we need to be ready to boycott China if it doesn't. But we've done things like this here in the West. In the 1990s, Sir James Goldsmith, he was like the British Pat Buchanan. He was like the father of the Brexit movement. He published a great book called The Trap, and it was an anti-globalist manifesto. And people waved it off. They said he was a crank. But one thing he said in it was that the modern farming techniques were cruel and dangerous. He talked about how British farmers were feeding ground-up pieces of cows to other cows.
Oh, wow.
Cows are vegetarians, and the farmers were turning them into cannibals, and it included the ground-up spinal columns and brains of their fellow cows. Goldsmith warned, cannibalism makes for strange diseases. He pointed to the South Sea Islands, where there used to be headhunters, and they would eat the brains of their enemies.
Right.
And they have a disease, a brain disease called Kuru, K-U-R-U, and it comes from prions, which are tiny, smaller than viruses, that spread from brain to brain if you eat brain. Mm-hmm. Well, people scoffed at him as a crank. Within 3 or 4 years, mad cow disease was devastating agriculture in Britain. Hundreds of people died, thousands got sick, billions of dollars wasted because the cows had gotten a brain disease from eating the brains of their fellow cows. When we do bizarre or cruel farming techniques, it has results. In America, we have all this subsidized corn, thanks to all those senators from the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
We have huge corn subsidies. So we have mountains, pyramids of corn that we don't know what to do with. So what do? We feed it to cows. God didn't make cows to eat corn. It makes them sick. So how do we keep them from dying? We dose them with antibiotics, thereby making antibiotics eventually useless for human beings.
Okay.
So if we keep this up, we're going to be back where we were in, say, 1920, before penicillin, where if you cut yourself with your gardening shears, there's a good chance you're going to die hideously of something called sepsis.
Mm-hmm.
We, by wasting antibiotics so that we can do cruel farming practices, and the way we raise pigs is horrendous. People should only buy happy pork. There are butchers, you know, pig raisers who sell happy pork. Nyman Ranch is one brand, where the pigs are treated humanely. Well, pigs are genetically very close to us. So when they get diseases like swine flu, they can spread to us. Overcrowding pigs, dosing them with antibiotics, we do some of the same things that China does, and the coronavirus is definitely nature's revenge for the cruel treatment of animals. More broadly, the way we rely on Chinese slave labor, the way Republicans and Democrats alike welcome China, most favored nation status, World Trade Organization, while it was doing the one-child policy, killing 400 million unborn children against their mother's will, while they were doing that, right after Tiananmen Square, everybody except like Pat Buchanan and Ross Perot, the whole mainstream middle said, oh no, we have to do business with China. It'll make them more democratic.
Yeah.
It made them less democratic. We see how they mishandled this virus, and they arrested doctors and put whistleblowers in jail and let them die of the disease. Our building the Chinese war machine and the Chinese economy has made us incredibly vulnerable to the point where they can deny us the antibiotics we need because we make them all
that
over
we
there.
Gave them. Yeah, that we gave to them. It's it is amazing. You know, you bring up an interesting point with Goldsmith, because my question has always been in regard to farming, without knowing the other parts that you just shared with us, was Israel. Israel was judged, and they spent 70 years in exile because they didn't steward the land according to God's principles.
That's right. That's right. It's not so much like God taking glee and raining fire on us. It's the natural consequences of our messing up His beautiful creation for the sake of short-sighted greed and saving a few pennies a pound.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We've got more from the senior editor of Stream.org, John Zemarek, after this.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be His Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez live.
Green silence of the mountains and the crashing of the sea. There lies a land I once lived in.
Fresh and independent, we are, just the way you like to hear from us 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Dr. John Zemer continues with us, senior editor at stream.org. That's where you want to go for all the information. John, for you, you know, your background has been so extensive, even in serving government. So you've been around it, and to see it where it is today has... what it's evolved to has just got to be shocking for you.
Well, it doesn't shock me when Democrats try to shove pork barrel things into bills, even when they're willing to hold up vital economic relief for ordinary blue-collar workers so that they can fund the Kennedy Center where they have their opera galas. Mm-hmm. They're willing to hold up unemployment checks to Americans in Kentucky and West Virginia so they can insist on transgender diversity on corporate boards. We see the Democrats are an elitist party that relies on the votes of people on public assistance and getting money from government programs. And the wealthy Democrats rely on crony capitalism, federal contracts, you wielding cultural power to destroy their competitors. But it's a fundamentally unpatriotic political party, the Democrats, at this point. We have to see they don't put Americans first. They don't put life first. They don't put ordinary blue-collar workers first. They are a coalition of nasty, greedy, and often envy and hate-driven special interest groups, a coalition of splinters, as Steve Saylor once described it very aptly. There's something else I'd like to talk about.
John, real quick before we get to there, I just only wanted to add this comment, that follow the money. Whenever the money is released like this, I mean, over $2 trillion, watch the Democratic buzzards come in mass for that money.
That's
watch
right.
What happens. Anyway, go ahead.
Put no
go
prices to waste.
Right, exactly.
Well, there's enough film people need to see. It just came out on Amazon. It's by Mike Chernovich, and it's called Hoaxed, H-O-A-X-E-D, Hoaxed. I write about it at stream.org. It is the most comprehensive and powerful expose of left-wing media bias and social media censorship that I have ever seen. And it talks to people like Alex Jones and Stephen Molyneux and Lauren Southern, all sorts of people who have been canceled by the authorities and silenced. And it helps you understand how Nick Sandman got smeared, how Brett Kavanaugh and Mark Judge got smeared, how the Russian collusion hoax continued for 3 years after there was zero evidence for it. It goes into really interesting detail. For instance, remember that Kurdish refugee boy who drowned trying to get out of Syria? And they spread the photo all over every media. You don't normally put pictures of dead children on the newspaper cover, you know, front page of the newspaper. Right. It's considered bad taste. But that was everywhere. And what did it do? It got Europe to open its borders to more than 1 million young Syrian men of military age. And a rape epidemic subsequently struck France, Denmark, Finland, Germany, wherever they went. Mm. You know what photo you never saw? The victims of the Bataclan jihad attack in Paris.
Right.
Why were those photos never shown anywhere? Because they didn't fit the narrative, which was, we must open Europe's border to Muslims. They are harmless. And when they're harmful, we won't show you the pictures.
Exactly. Yeah, because after all, they're a religion of peace. This is the thing we've been saying also here, John, is that in terms of the globalist mentality, it is on full display here. I mean, globalism is part and parcel of the enemy that we're dealing with right now, is it not?
Well, what globalism does is it insulates powerful elites from the consequences of their actions, from the reach of national law. Mm-hmm. It helps keep money and power insulated from the will of the voters. And we see when the voters try to exercise their will, when they voted in Brexit, it took 3 years for the elites to finally let their cold, dead fingers come off the levers of power. With the election of Donald Trump, we've spent 3 years watching elites try to overturn the result of a popular election. It is really kind of scary how arrogant our elites have become, how haughty, how used they are to getting their own way, and what kind of dangerous tantrums they throw when
exactly.
we dare to defy them.
Exactly. And to your earlier point, here they are in this crisis where we need immediate action. And Nancy Pelosi and the Democratic Party says, maybe we'll get to it on Friday.
That's right. That's right. Because the special interests have to come first. We have to check off the box. The transgender lobby, you have to make them happy. Oh, wait, the classical musicians, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all for classical music. I'm heartbroken that I was going to go hear the St. John Passion from the Dallas Box Society on Saturday for Lent, and it's been canceled. So I'm all for supporting the arts, but not at the expense of ordinary people or public health. Check out the film Hoaxed, H-O-A-X-E-D. It's on Amazon. It'll red pill anyone you know. If there's anyone you know who still thinks the media are trustworthy, make them watch Hoaxed, and they'll come out of it with the blood will drain out of their face, and they will say, "Now I see what you mean."
And that's the thing about powerful mediums like this and a message like this is you don't have to say anything. It says it all. Just let them see it, and if they have a reasonable and discernible heart at all, they're going to see the truth. Because if ever we needed critical thinking and critical perception, it is now, because the hands, like you said, of these greedy globalists and Marxists, boy, I'll tell you, they are pulling every lever they can possibly pull. And here it is. I mean, one of the other things that the Democrats wanted to do was to rig the vote by making sure that, you know, same-day voting was part of this this stimulus as well. They're unyielding. I mean, they are relentless. You got to hand it to them for that.
Yeah, like Lenin in St. Petersburg in 1917, they can smell power like a shark can smell blood. They were so close. If they had won the 2016 election, they felt they could have finished the fundamental transformation of America that Barack Obama promised. They
exactly.
want to open the borders, take away our guns, close our churches, take control over our children. It's an entirely un-American, extremist, unpatriotic agenda, which has shockingly captured one of the two major political parties in our country.
It's
happened
amazing.
Before.
Yeah.
It happened before in the 30s. The largest parties in Germany were all extremist parties, the Nazis and the communists. They were the majority if you added them up.
Yes.
What do you do in a situation like that? Well, thankfully, the Republicans are not an extremist party, as much as the media machine tries to convince you otherwise.
Well, John, you mentioned Lent, and here we are heading into the fourth Sunday of Lent and the Lenten season, and then followed by Good Friday and Easter Sunday. What is your commentary on the church's position at this time? Because this is no surprise to God. God knew this was going to happen. What is God telling the church right now, you know, as best you can discern?
That it needs to really wake up and get back to its fundamental mission, which is preaching the gospel, converting people, bringing them into connection with Jesus Christ, bringing them together, insofar as it's safe, in worship and in charity and care for each other. It's interesting. If this plague does close America's abortion clinics, that'll be almost 2,000 lives a day saved. I doubt we're going to lose more people per day from this virus than would be saved by closing the abortion clinics. People like Andrew Cuomo are pretending that they care about the sanctity of every life. Meanwhile, Andrew Cuomo said, pro-lifers don't belong in the state of New York. They should move out. What if that man? I think the Democrats are going to move to get rid of Biden and nominate Cuomo. If that man becomes president, there'll be no place for pro-lifers or Christians or gun owners in America. The last best hope of mankind will be turned into a squalid leftist anti-utopia.
You imagine. Well, you know, you're not the first one to suggest that Cuomo has been on display every day and, in a sense, running a soft presidential campaign.
Oh, they're trying to make him America's governor the way the media made Giuliani America's mayor.
Exactly.
And we have to come out swinging. We have to go after him. He is a left-wing extremist.
Exactly. We got to leave it there. And we're thankful to Dr. John Zemarek, senior editor at stream.org. That's where you want to go for more information. John, thank you as always. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Do you remember where you were on February 23rd, 1945? A bunch of Marines were lifting a flag on Iwo Jima. The battle lasted 36 days, killing 5,931 Marines. Additionally, 209 Navy corpsmen and surgeons assigned to the Marines died, as well as soldiers, sailors, and airmen from other units. More than 110,000 Marines, sailors, soldiers, and airmen served, with more than 26,000 killed or wounded. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. As you walk by an American flag, stop for a moment and think of the tens of thousands of soldiers and sailors, airmen and Marines who were killed or wounded in those days in February of 1945. You will be better for thinking of them. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A high-profile world leader testing positive for coronavirus. BBC News is reporting that British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has received positive test results. Meanwhile, the U.S. now leads the world in coronavirus cases. As of yesterday's official briefing, the U.S. had more than 82,000 cases. That passes both Italy and China. More than 1,100 people have died in this country, most of them with underlying health issues. The $2 trillion coronavirus relief package is expected to get final approval in the U.S. House after unanimous approval on Wednesday by the U.S. Senate. The measure would include one-time payments of $1,200 for millions of Americans and expanded unemployment benefits. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, the address, BillMartinezLive.com. And I do want to welcome many of the stations who will hear a replay of Friday's show over the weekend. Trust you are keeping it safe and abiding to the 15 days of how to slow the coronavirus down, what the CDC, the president, and the task force have put out there. It's just a basic wisdom. I mean, it's things that we have learned over the years to do that our mothers and grandmothers have told us about time. Wash your hands, you know, and, of course, bring into play the social distancing. I mean, just some common sense things that we need to keep in mind to protect one another because after all, this is the American way of life, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Tom Pyle is with us right now, the president of the American Energy Alliance. Tom, good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm doing well, considering. Hope you all are doing well, too.
Yeah, thank you. I think we're, you know, again, the American way of life and hope for most is that, hey, we would be safe out there. We're getting through this together. You know, as some of the generals, retired generals, have said, this is really amounts to a third world war, you know, from a hidden enemy. And we're all in, whether we like it or not, and hopefully we're in for the solution and not for the problem, right?
Absolutely. You know, really, times like these, you really test your fortitude, and I know people are together with their families, which is a good thing, but, you know, it can be too much of a good thing sometimes as well.
Right.
So we're all working hard to stay sane. So.
Well, you also find out who your friends are, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, and this is the thing. I've made comment about, you know, President Trump insists that President Xi is still a good friend. Good friends don't let their constituents die of the coronavirus. I mean, a good friend would have picked up the phone and said, hey, look, we had trouble here in River City. He did not do that. And then on top of that, he allows some of his minions to threaten withholding needed services. They knew this was going on. In fact, they started in early December, I believe. They started making moves, and how the government missed this, you know, like, you know, something had to be suspicious that all of a sudden China is buying up all kinds of PPEs and ventilators, and, you know, there's a run on the market. I mean, like, who missed that one?
Yeah, well, it also points out that, you know, we are not necessarily friends with China. China does not have interest in anybody but themselves first and foremost. And we need to recognize that we have huge percentages of our supply chain that originate from China. And the president's been on this bit from the beginning and has been largely ridiculed for it. But look, 80% of our garlic, for example, just as one example, the masks. You know, we need to break that up. We need to produce more of this at home. And at a minimum, the supply chain needs to be spread around the world so that there isn't one country that can do what you just described. I mean, look, in my space on energy, all these environmentalists and these radical green groups want us to switch over to wind and solar. China's making 85% or so of the solar panels that are being installed on our roofs.
Right, exactly.
They also produce all of the rare earth minerals because we don't do it here. And so we're asking, the Greens are asking us to be dependent on countries like China for our energy. When we have the most coal, oil, and natural gas under our lands and our shores than anybody else in the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tom, as you know, the left has just been beside themselves ever since the election of 2016. Their skulls have been exploding in front of God and everybody. We have gone from, you know, the Russian collusion to a problem with a Supreme Court nominee. There's been, you know, sexual implications. It's just been one thing after another. The left even has made it really clear that the only way that they could possibly bring Donald Trump, because of the economy and all the other successes and promises that he's been fulfilling, is they've got to go to take on his biggest strength, which is the economy. I mean, here it was not that long ago. You had Bill Maher cheering for a crash of our economy. He says one way you get rid of Trump is by crashing the economy. So bring on the recession, right?
So, you know, think about why Nancy Pelosi impeached President Trump. Mm-hmm. She impeached him for withholding funds in exchange for doing something else. That's exactly what she did with this stimulus package.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She held it hostage for days to try to get this progressive wish list, this walk around money to all of her constituencies. And meanwhile, we are hurting. People are really hurting out here. And there are people on the margins who the Democrats claim that this is what they're all about, is protecting the lower class Americans and working class Americans. And they're the ones hurting the most. Mm-hmm. While we now wait a full week before the stimulus starts to flow into
exactly.
people's pockets.
Yeah, I mean, all of a sudden, I mean, here it is. The Senate passes the bill, and you come in to gavel in, gavel out, and say, I think maybe we'll pick it up on Friday. Meanwhile, as you say, her constituents, all Americans, are in pain right now on the edge of their seat waiting for this to pass so that we can get funds out to them. I mean, already the bureaucracy is going to take, even though, you know, Donald Trump is, you know, keeping the whip on everybody to say, look, we got to keep this moving along and have a sense of urgency and immediacy to relieve some pain of the American people here. It is amazing, you know, that her idea of urgency and immediacy, well, you know, I think it was encapsulated very clearly. You bring up the impeachment, you know, this had to be done so quickly, and then she sits on the articles, you know, for 4 weeks. I mean, her idea of immediate is a lot different than yours and mine.
Yeah, you know, the world saw what the Democratic Party is now all about. And thankfully, we have ways to get information that we didn't have before, because I believe the American people stopped it. Mm-hmm. I believe that they were so aghast by what they were trying to put in that bill, the Green New Deal,
yes,
collective bargaining for unions, walking around money for the arts and things like that, that I think that we did stop them, and it shows their true colors.
Well, the thing is, it's amazing. We'll see if there is a change in this forthcoming election. It has been the same people that keep voting them into office. So it's like, how many times you got to get hit in the face to realize, again, like we said earlier, these aren't your friends. You know, they really don't care about you. They care about power. That's what it's all about. And that is clear. Lindsey Graham pointed them out during the Kavanaugh hearings. He went head to head, and he was very emotional about it, but he was exactly right on. Now, if that translated to the other 50% of the country that keeps voting them into office, we'll have to wait and see, because this has not just been the first time. This has been continual misbehavior at the expense of the American people.
You betcha. And really, we have to get through this, because people are going to recognize that President Trump took control of the situation to the best of his ability without trying to take more power and without trying to get his priorities. You know, he could have easily done the same thing, but what he wanted to do was get a very quick injection of cash into people's pockets.
Exactly.
No policy changes and anything like that. And I think people are going to remember this in November. I really do. But it's going to be a dogfight, because you're right. I mean, when people are hurting, they generally tend to vote the guy who's in power out of power. Hopefully this won't be the case this year. Hopefully we'll get past this and begin to live our lives once again.
Well, as you say, Tom, Donald Trump inherited this, and he had to move on a dime. On a dime. And look what's happening. The response, you know, Governor Cuomo says, why don't you use your War Powers Act? You know, I don't have to. He says the people are stepping up. They're hiring people. You know, General Motors and Ford is saying, hey, look, we're reworking, retooling our production lines, and we're going to deliver goods. 3M has done the same thing. You know, as I've maintained, big companies do big things, and they're doing big things for the American people out there. And I say, keep up the great work, and we applaud you, and we will continue to support you. Tom Pyle here on Bill Martinez Live. Tom, thank you very much. Be safe out there.
Thank you, too.
Now that mortgage rates are at all-time lows, the question is, what are you waiting for? Say goodbye to those high mortgage payments and high interest rates on your credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman. And no waste of time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates ever. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. But great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fallback, isn't it? You know, when you're under so much stress that we're being, you know, we're being rendered to. It is amazing, but we can draw hope. You know, we're reminded that 365 times in the Bible, I'm told, I haven't done the actual count myself, but those that are compulsive enough that have done that, God bless them. I thank you so much for doing it. They've counted 365 times in the Bible, God says, do not fear, or something to that measure. You know, for every day of the year, we're reminded, so we need to start the day with do not fear. But if you don't fear, then where is your faith? I mean, what are you standing on? I want to bring Lisa Anderson on with us. She's the director of Young Adults and host of The Boundless Show, and we're going to talk about relationships in just a moment. Lisa, how are you doing there in Colorado?
Hey, I'm doing okay, sitting here by myself in Colorado Springs.
Social distancing and everything?
I'm pretty much social distancing. That's about it, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I told somebody else. I said, I haven't heard social distancing since my high school prom dance.
Yeah. That's probably true. Although what I say to my audience who are on social media 24/7, that social media has been preparing us for this for about 10 years because people were voluntarily dumping relationships and now we're kind of seeing the effects of that. But we'll see. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it is a time for us to pause and consider, you know, what's most important. And it's rather enlightening to hear different perspectives on, you know, what their read. I mean, you know, we know in terms of the temporal and the worldly issues of what's going on, as Dr. Tony Evans said, you know, God's shaking things up. And if you're holding on to the things of the world, you know, you're going to be moving back and forth and you're going to be right there in the epicenter of all the shaking. The challenge and opportunity is for us in understanding that God's shaking things up. And if our hope and faith is on the things above, then like he likened the metaphor of being, you know, 30,000 feet in the air in the airplane. You know, you can have an earthquake below and not feel it because you're 30,000 feet above. And I'm not saying that you want to go up above and be of no earthly value, that you're so heavenly minded, as they say, but that you also understand, you know, where our residence is and where our hope lies, because
if without hope, then you are going to be like everybody else, and you're going to be fretful and fearful.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And it's, you know, I was following, again on social, filmmaker Tyler Perry has started this whole world challenge, you know, and has people all over the world singing. He's got the whole world in his hands. And funnily enough, yesterday, in my reading, I was reading Isaiah 40, and I was like, what a great example of the literal fact that God has the whole world in his hands.
Exactly.
Everyone needs to turn to that and read it if they're struggling with fear and anxiety and uncertainty, because it's just a reminder that all this crazy is happening, but it's no surprise to God, and we can rest in his promises on that.
Yeah, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength, right?
Absolutely.
And here it is. I mean, you shall walk and not run, and, you know, walk not faint. And it is the perfect reminder of where we are right now. And that whole concept of waiting on the Lord, what that represents. I mean, it's a beautiful concept, Lisa.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just even thought of the front end of the chapter talks about, you know, God can do what he will. You know, the valleys will rise up, the mountains will be made low, everything. He's surveying everything at every moment. And that to me is very comforting.
Well, and the fact of the matter is that when God does this sort of thing, and only people who have the spiritual discernment can see the hand of God in this, and they will benefit from this. But it is for an eternal purpose. And it's not for us just to say, well, I got mine, so Lisa, go get yours. That's not the way God works. In his economy, what he blesses us, he intends for us to let that blessing flow through to others. Because people right now, they're worried, they're concerned, they're getting caught up in the chaos. And here's the opportunity for people of faith to demonstrate God's peace to such a degree that they would say, hey, look at Lisa, you're acting different. You know, what do you have that I don't have?
Yeah. Well, and we're so used to, you know, here in the United States, our personal freedoms, and we want to do what we want to do when we want to do it. We're used to that luxury of having everything at our fingertips, being able to access everything. And, you know, I don't know all the other states where they are right now, but Colorado is getting more and more restrictions. So we are now officially on shelter in place. You cannot go out unless it is for groceries, gas, or medical purposes, basically.
Right.
And so it really has kind of, again, it's another tweak to the, okay, here we go. And I need to respect the authorities in that and trust God in the midst of it and do what is wise. And it really is, you know, everyone still wants to make their own decisions and do what they want to do, but this is the time for just staying still and listening.
Well, we are a free country, and this is part of the challenge that we have as citizens. And as I often tell my kids, experience defines preference. So here it is. We're going to reorient some of our preference here in this process, because we find ourselves just like we did after 9/11. You know, the government came in, they had some ideas, and they really altered our world. We cannot go through the airport like we used to. It's a whole different program. So now you wonder, in light of the coronavirus, how much of our world's going to be changed? How much is the government itself, the heavy hand of government, conditioning us to accept some things, to relent on freedoms that are enumerated clearly in our Constitution? But that's a whole other subject, Lisa, and I want to get back on point here, and I appreciate you kind of going down the road here just a little bit. So we'll reel this back in and talk about your topic, when and how to have difficult conversations in a relationship.
Yeah. Well, it is interesting because we've been talking about that on the show, because clearly my audience, you know, day in and day out is mostly 20 and 30-something. They are dating, they're engaged, they're kind of trying to navigate this space where their parents, for example, you know, had, I always joked about when I talked with my mom about relationships, she was like, Lisa, this is not that hard. You just find someone great who loves the Lord and you just marry them and make it work, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, Mom, back in the day that worked, and now it's just like, everyone, you know, you have to do like 7 personality profiles on every person and get background.
Everybody comes with baggage.
Well, exactly. And the more, you know, the older you get, the baggage just increases. You know, I'm up to about 12 pieces now. So I'm like, okay. And so you think, you know, you're sitting on your average date, and there are conversations that have to happen, and they may be around, you know, religion or denomination. They may be around political preference. They may be around some kind of hard, personal thing that you have. It could be a struggle with mental illness. It could be a health diagnosis or something that you're not certain about. Is this the person I want to reveal this to at this time? And so we have to offer a lot of guidance and have wisdom in that of, you know, you don't want to err on the side of, hey, it's my first date. Let's bring in our health profiles and our doctor, you know, visit summaries.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
but at the same time, you don't want to cloak information. Like I had a friend, and this is, I'm not even kidding, Bill, who went on a first date with a guy from an online source. She met him online. And one of the first things he said is, you know, I probably should tell you that I've had 3 felonies.
Oh.
And so it's like, okay, some information you do want to know on the front end. And so I think it's just it's a tricky space. We're not all on this level playing field of being generally just, you know, I say this kind of loosely, like these generally American Christian citizens that back in the 50s and 60s you could assume.
Well, I think my follow-up question to that statement might be, it didn't involve the murder of a date, did it?
No.
No, that's just being you know, a bit cynical myself. I would just, you know, just for safety purposes. Yes, right, exactly.
I mean, who knows? I don't know if he was being honest, whatever. But no, according to that, no, I don't think.
Well, you know, and you bring up an interesting point, because in this hurry-up world in which we live in, that we want to, you know, I often say we're the only generation that stands in front of a microwave and yells, "Hurry up!" You know, it's not fast enough. Relationships take time, and especially if you are going through a process. I mean, there are certain, you know, certain buildups to, you know, questions. You know, the initial questions that you want to have build the foundation for the next level of questions, and that takes time. And today, as a culture, things don't move fast enough. I mean, it was amazing. We interviewed former Green Beret medic yesterday. And, boy, you talk about rapid speed. And, you know, and this guy's had an incredible career. He's a Vietnam hero and was awarded the Medal of Honor. And, you know, in fact, he was in a cave. He had resigned himself to a cave because of PTSD and everything that he was subjected to coming out of Vietnam, as you can imagine. And while he's in a cave, he goes to his mailbox and gets a letter from the Department of Defense and says, "You're invited to the White House because you have been selected to receive the Medal of Honor." And then within a short period of time after that, he meets his future wife. And they're married within 2 weeks. But it's been a successful marriage. They've been together for 45 years. So, you know, who knows? But I agree. I believe that we need to move with some, you know, with some sensitivity and with some patience through the process so that we really, you know, get to know the person that we're going to be committed to for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, absolutely. We need to have that presence of mind to be able to ask the right questions at the right time.
So now, do you have some questions at the website that people can look at, and maybe they come in phases or something, or that, you know, are important to establishing, you know, what we should know about somebody if we are going to, you know, continue through the courtship process?
Yeah, if folks hop over to boundless.org, we have entire dating resources on how to navigate the first date to the first few weeks of dating, what it looks like in various stages of the relationship.
Well, this is excellent, and it's a great resource. Again, remind them of the website again.
Yep, at boundless.org. We've got articles, blog posts, a weekly show, and everything folks might need to navigate this space.
Lisa Anderson, thank you so much. Stay safe there in Colorado, huh?
All right, you as well out there.
You got it. God bless.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease. and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Maybe not.